This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Ragged Rose by Dilly Court, read by Annie Aldington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Cupid's Court, Barbican, London, 1875.
Do hurry up, Cora. We're on in a minute.
Rose edged past her sister, bending almost double to avoid knocking the sequin-encrusted gowns off the pegs in their tiny dressing room, which in reality was little more than a cupboard. Cora patted a stray curl in place, making a moo as she studied her reflection in the fly-spotted mirror. The atmosphere was thick with the smell of burning lamp oil and grease paint, with wafts of cigar smoke seeping under the door, and the ever-present odour of stale beer and spirits permeated every inch of the saloon. She stood up, smoothing the tight-fitting bodice of the daringly low-cut gown with a satisfied smile.
"I'm ready."
Rose opened the door in answer to an urgent knock.
"On stage, girls!"
Tommy Tinker, the boy who undertook all the odd jobs that no one else wanted to do, stuck his head into the room, eyeing the girls with a cheeky grin.
"Very nice, too, if I might be so bold."